This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip came into force early Friday after 11 days of deadly fighting that pounded the Palestinian enclave and forced countless Israelis to seek shelter from rockets. Celebrations were heard on Gaza streets in the minutes after the truce began, as cars honked their horns and some guns were fired in the air, according to the AFP, while no alerts were sounded to warn of Hamas rockets being fired into Israel. The ceasefire brokered by Egypt also included Gaza's second most powerful armed group, Islamic Jihad. The agreement came following mounting international pressure to stem bloodshed, which erupted on May 10th. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the deal Thursday at the White House. Biden says he believes there is a genuine opportunity to make progress, and he's committed to working toward it, hailing Egypt's role in brokering the agreement. UN Chief Antonio Guterres also welcomed the deal, saying Israel and the Palestinians now had a responsibility to have a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict. He called on the international community to work with the UN on a robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the security cabinet had unanimously accepted the recommendation of all the security officials to accept the Egyptian initiative for a mutual ceasefire without preconditions. Hamas and Islamic Jihad also confirmed the ceasefire in statements late Thursday. The fighting erupted earlier this month after weeks of tensions in Jerusalem. Hundreds have been killed, mostly Palestinians, many children.